Welcome to Common Salvation, the sermons and other thoughts of Pastor Philip Hoppe, a pastor in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. This sermon was preached February 14th, 2024, on Ash Wednesday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Colby, Kansas. This sermon begins a series on the Lord's Prayer. This sermon was based on the words, "Our Father, who art in heaven." Let's listen in. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight on Ash Wednesday, the remembrance of our sin is brought very close. It is made to dwell inside of our ears, then in our minds, then in our hearts. We hear God's call through Joel to rend our hearts before the Lord due to our rebellion against Him. We hear God through Paul encourage us to be reconciled to the Lord right now rather than continuing in sin. We hear as Jesus Himself calls us to fasting and prayer and charity as marks of our lives of repentance and faith. And if all these words burning into our ears are not enough, then the remembrance of our sin that has been drawn upon our foreheads causes us also to be reminded that one day we will return to the dust from which we have come because of our sin. Yes, because of our sin, we will die. Yes, our sin is right before us tonight. Even our normal words of confession in our service have been replaced by less familiar ones. This is done in order that we might slow down and think about what we are actually saying. We slow down to try to ensure that all of us might truly confess our sins to God rather than just spitting out a few memorized lines in order to get to the next part of the service. Everything about this service up to this point calls us to think about our sinfulness, our brokenness, and the mortality that results from it. Sin and death, sin and death, sin and death. This Lent, in our midweek services, we are going to be meditating each Wednesday on a part of the Lord's Prayer, that prayer that Jesus taught us when His disciples asked Him how to pray. This prayer Jesus no doubt intended as the perfect prayer to pray word for word, and also as the model for each and every one of the other prayers we offer up intermittently throughout the day and during the night. And so on this Ash Wednesday, we begin our look by focusing on what the Catechism calls the introduction to the Lord's Prayer, the simple yet profound words, "Our Father, who art in heaven." The Catechism says that with these words, God tenderly invites us to believe that He is our true Father and that we are His true children. However, tonight, the truth that God is our Father might not actually be of immediate comfort, especially if our sins are truly our intense focus. It might simply remind us that not only are we sinning against someone, but we are sinning against someone who has great care and concern for us. No, we're not simply trespassing against some random rules made by some distant God. Instead, we are actually doing things which our dear Father, who provides everything we need for body and soul, has pleaded with us not to do. We might hear the words of our God recorded in the prophet Jeremiah and be crushed. For there he says, "And I thought you would call me my Father and would not turn from following me." We might wonder if we have nothing more than a disappointed Father. After all, He wants nothing but good for us, and yet we continue to make choices that are not good. He remembers how He claimed us in the waters of baptism, washing us clean of every sin and granting us His Holy Spirit. And yet He is saddened when He thinks about how we often take for granted this adoption as sons and daughters. He mourns how often we do not rely on the Spirit that He has placed within us to lead us in all holiness. So what ought we to do tonight? Should we simply hide away somewhere in embarrassment for all the things that we have done that are an offense to our dear Father? Should we not even speak with Him, lest we incur His wrath? Well, no, that is not what your Father desires. He does not want your sin to cause any further separation between you and Him. Instead, rend your hearts, be reconciled unto Him. After all, any good dad, no matter how often he has been hurt by the choices of his children, he always hopes deep down in his heart that they will simply return to their senses and be reconciled to him. He dreams of speaking with them again without strife. How much more our Heavenly Father, For he is not just a good dad, but he is the perfect father by which all other fathers are ultimately judged. God wants you to call out to him. Your father desires it so greatly that he promises to you that he will answer your prayer. He wishes for it so intensely that he also commands you to pray. Yes, he gives you this command because he knows that following this command will be good for you. He knows that if you stop praying, you will stop regarding him as your true heavenly father. He knows that once you forget that you have a father, you will not only be an orphan, but you will become a slave of whatever temptation or desire comes at you. If God is not your father, Satan is just waiting to be your master. So yes, so far tonight in our service leading up to this sermon, the remembrance of our sin has been placed into our ears and it's been traced onto our foreheads. But from here on out, the story changes. The words placed into our ears are still about remembrance, but not about the remembrance of our sin, but about the remembrance of Christ's death, which did away with our sins. And the symbol of our salvation, it is not changed, but that cross is no longer traced into our foreheads in order to remind us of our own sin and death. Instead, it is pressed into a wafer and carved into a chalice in order that we might be reminded that Christ gives us in the supper everything we need. He gives to us the perfect obedience as a son, in place of our rebellious ways. He gives us life, which is lived out with the Father forever, in place of the death we have earned. By his grace, we are restored to our place in the household of God. He is our Father, and we are the children of God. And so we pray, our Father who art in heaven, we pray to the one who cares and the one who can do all things, and we rejoice to know that he will do precisely what is good for us and our eternal benefit. So yes, tonight we have gathered to remember our sins, but even more to remember our Father, who calls us to be reconciled to him through his Son. And with that reconciliation achieved on the cross, our Father now calls us to his table to eat. He washes the death of your sin off of you through his Son's atoning blood. He removes the burn of the rebuke of your sin from your ears with the sweet message of the gospel. Dust you are, to dust you shall return, but fear not. Our God is a God who has always had a way of bringing forth life out of dust. So he does again tonight, for you. Amen.